Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing the first ever Sierra EV Denali Edition 1. With 754 horsepower and up to a GM estimated 400 miles of range on a full charge, it is the Denali of EVs.
Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a Voice today. This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune in to all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You're now tuned into WBNN News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla Donesia. Hey, everybody, this is your girl, Chinchilla Donesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, the Queen of Justice. Tonight is Sunday, October 30th, 2022. Midterm elections are approximately 8 days away. Tonight on News Forum, all eyes on Pennsylvania. But why is Pennsylvania the midterm key state? We know our nickname is the Keystone State, but during the 2022 midterm election, we are the key state. All eyes are on us, and they should be. Who is the lesser evil of these candidates? U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman for Dr. Oz. Gubernatorial candidate Josh Shapiro or Doug Mastriano? Will Pennsylvania change colors this year? Will the country change colors this year? Who will have the majority? How will black and brown communities be impacted by the outcome of this election? How will women, women's health, and women's rights be impacted by the outcome of this election? Will gun laws change or will they get worse? Will gun violence change or will it get worse? Will racism change or will it get worse? All eyes are on Pennsylvania. Weigh in tonight with your thoughts, your questions, your comments by pressing 1. Weighing in tonight will be two former judicial candidates, Rania Major and Caroline Turner, both attorneys. Also, political activist DJ Elf7, anti-fascist activist Bobby Erickson, and congressional candidate Adam Martin. And my co-host tonight, Dr. Francetta Mays, president-elect of the NAACP, and WWDB radio host, Bryant Begins, all live right here tonight on News Forum with the girl Chinchilla J. So don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with the girl will be right back after this. Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice would like to thank sponsor Sound Therapy with Magic Man Peru LLC, offering sound therapy as a form to bring the best instead of the beast out of us. Thank you, Magic Man Peru LLC, for your sponsorship of Be a Voice. Find out how you can also be a sponsor by dialing 844-642-8378 extension 111. To continue the advocacy work to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to end mass incarceration and child life without the possibility of parole. For more information, contact Be a Voice at 844-642-8378, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., extension 111. Be a Voice today. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum with the girl Chinchilla J now has over 18 million listeners. News Forum broadcasts live each and every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time right here on WBNN. News Forum is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Chinchilla Jonesia is host and anchor and investigative reporter. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and would like to talk, comment, vent, or ask a question, you must dial 516-453-9133. Again, that number is 516-453-9133. If you're already listening tonight via phone and would like to talk, comment, vent, share a story of injustice or corruption, or ask a question to one of our guests, please press 1 and you will be placed into the caller queue. Please keep in mind that while News Forum is a very controversial show with many controversial topics as well as controversial callers and guests, and while we allow freedom of speech for all, we ask that you refrain from using profanity. And also, keep in mind that some of the views of our guests, as well as our hosts, are not always the views of News Forum, WBNN, or Ngozi Time Multimedia. To reach Chinchilla Jonesia after the show, you may call her Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, that number is 844-642-8378, extension 888. Like and follow Ms. Controversy herself, Chinchilla Jonesia, on Facebook, and at Princess Chinchilla on Instagram. Chinchilla has one L. And now, here she is, host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla Jay. Hey, everybody. Good evening. This is Chinchilla Jay, a.k.a. the Queen of Justice. And tonight, we're going to be, once again, talking about the midterm elections. And tonight, as you've already heard, all eyes are on Pennsylvania. And I'm in Pennsylvania. And just so happens, all eyes were on this state during this year's midterm elections. And we're going to find out why tonight, why this state is so very important. And it's just ironic that we're called the Keystone State. And this year we are the key state in this election. And that's really crazy. But we have two very important elections in this state this year. The governor election, which is the gubernatorial election, and also the United States Senate election. Now, the candidates that are, you know, the front runners for this, of course, Democratic candidate John Fetterman, who is currently the lieutenant governor here in the state of Pennsylvania. And then we have Dr. Mehmet Oz, who is the Republican Party's candidate. Then we also have running for governor in this state, Josh Shapiro, who is the current attorney general here in Pennsylvania. And running against him, he's a Democrat. And then on the Republican side, we have Doug Mastriano, who is his opponent. Now, there are other candidates that are running for United States Senate here. We have a Libertarian candidate, a Green Party candidate, and I forget what the other candidate is, but there are actually five. But, of course, we're looking at the top two runners, and that is John Fetterman and Dr. Oz. Now, I don't know if you all watched the debate. Okay, that was held on Tuesday. Did anybody see the debate? Because that debate, you can't even really call it a debate because it was not really a debate. I have not yet come up with anything to describe that yet, but it was really pitiful. It was sad. It was just a nightmare. It was just terrible is all I can say. It was terrible. John Fetterman, he did terribly. He did very, very terribly. He stalled many times. He lost his train of thought many, many times. He repeated the same thing over and over again many, many times. Now, some people do not know. Like, if people were just watching that debate without knowing anything about John Fetterman, they would say, oh, my God, that's pitiful. He does not need to be the United States Senator for the state of PA to represent Pennsylvania. And guess what? I would say the same thing simply because of his performance. He didn't perform. It was just really ridiculous. It was pitiful. But we have to keep in mind, and in all fairness, John Fetterman did suffer a stroke. And if anyone listening tonight knows anyone that has had a stroke, or maybe you even had a stroke before, sometimes your speech will be impaired for a while. Sometimes your memory will lack, and your train of thought, you may lose train of thought, you may have trouble like really articulating yourself, you know, for it to actually come out right, for people to understand what you're saying, and you may appear to be not all there, and that's very typical for a stroke victim. Now, some people may question, is he fit to represent Pennsylvania due to his condition right now? Will he be capable of upholding that office efficiently and proficiently, effectively? Will his stroke, the ramifications of his stroke, the long-lasting things that he's going through right now, how long will these things last? These are some questions that a lot of Pennsylvanians have right now. Will he be able to focus and concentrate, articulate himself
in time that matter. You know, so is his health good enough right now? Is his mental well-being good enough right now? Oh, my gosh. It's just sad. His cognitive functions, is that good enough right now? These are questions that many people have, not just those in Pennsylvania, but those around the country have right now. So, wow. That debate, well, again, that event, it was just a nightmare. Now, there was a rally in Philadelphia yesterday at Temple University, and I did attend that rally. I went, you know, as the press and attended that rally. And at the rally, John did much better. He didn't, you know, he was not asked any questions. He got and took the podium, and he spoke on whatever he wanted to speak about, and he did make some mention about the debate and how the stroke has affected him. And, you know, again, he did much better. He was not under any pressure or anything else. So with that being said, in a situation not being under pressure, he did well. But in a situation as far as a debate with the whole world watching, he folded under pressure. Now, was that due to the stroke, or will that be typical of how he's going to handle the office of United States Senator representing Pennsylvania? And these are questions that so many people want answers to. Now, the whole campaign trail, he never wanted to debate against Dr. Oz. So this was the first and last debate. No more debates. So that is not too good because he doesn't get a chance to redeem himself. So people that have a sour taste in their mouth right now due to the outcome of that event last week on Tuesday night on national television that people watched worldwide, will that sour taste be sweetened? Hey, I don't have the answers to that. It's up to Pennsylvanians to decide, you know, on Election Day, Tuesday, November the 8th, who they're going to vote for, Lieutenant John Fetterman, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, or Dr. Mehmet Oz. Dr. Oz did extremely well during that event last Tuesday. He did not fumble. He was very focused, and he did well. He articulated himself very, very well. Now, he did not suffer a stroke, but he did articulate himself well. So, it's crazy. So I definitely want to hear from Pennsylvanians tonight and people around this country as well, because that United States Senator office, okay, it's going to have an impact on the whole country. So I want to hear from you guys. What are you thinking? What are your thoughts tonight? And it's crazy. And I'm just up in the air. Because, hey, I have thoughts, too, and I want questions answered as well. And during the rally yesterday, Mr. Fetterman did not want to answer any questions from the press. He didn't do a press conference afterwards. And, oh, my God, there were so many stations there. And not just local, not just your local 3, 6, 10, 29, and 12, okay, but CNN was there, Fox News was there, not just the regular Fox, but the other Fox, the world, the syndicated Fox show, you know, Fox News, the racist station, and all of the stations were there. from around the world. I keep saying around the world. Well, guess what? Some of them might have been there from around the world, but guess what? Around this country, they were all there. All of the major outlets were there. He refused to answer any questions. Now, is that because he would have felt pressured and may have folded once again under pressure? Maybe he would not have been able to articulate himself or stay focused or, you know, gather his thoughts. And so these are questions now that the reporters have. A lot of them after the rally, they expressed that. And, you know, we were talking and so many of them said, wow, you know, is he fit? Is he going to be capable of upholding that seat? And, you know, I felt very bad for him. I felt sad for him simply because he did suffer a stroke. Okay? All right. So that's it for me right now on John Fetterman right now. I am going to talk a bit now before we get into the show. I want to make mention before I forget a host, a very dear host on this network, Brother Huni Bakatun, also known as Magic Man Haru, who is one of our Be A Voice sponsors. He had a loss in his family. His father, his Abu, passed away. And my heart, Brother Huni, goes out to you. My heart goes out to you. I know what you're going through because I, too, lost my father back in 2017, November the 19th, which next month will be embarking on the fifth year that he has been gone. And, you know, I know what you're going through, and my heart just aches for you right now. And I just pray that God will strengthen you and comfort you at this time, and that you have memories that will last a lifetime that you can cherish of you and your father. Again, condolences to Brother Huni Bakatun. And I ask if everyone would just take a moment of silence. And we're not going to do a full minute because we're on live radio right now and around the world, and we can't have dead air. So, a moment of silence for Brother Huni's father. And thank you all for taking that moment of silence. Another person I want to extend my condolences to tonight is another host on this network, Jesus Powell, who lost her son last week. My heart goes out to you, Jesus, and to your family. And we all are still praying for you here at WBNN. And I continue to pray that God will continue to strengthen you and to comfort you at this time. So let's take another moment of silence for Jesus Powell on the loss of her son. Thank you so much, listeners, tonight for the moments of silence. All right. Now, we know at this time, during these midterm elections, everybody, that there are so many things at stake this year. And we have to realize, you know, gun violence, it's still on the rampage. And what are these elected people going to do if they take office? What are they going to do to try to stop it? What are they going to do about these gun control laws? Are they going to extend more loose laws? Are they going to tighten the laws? What are they going to do about women's rights and abortion rights? And what are they going to do about tuition? What are they going to do about homelessness? There are so many topics that we can discuss tonight about what they are going to do. But before we do anything further right now, I am going to bring on my dear friend Caroline Turner, who attended that rally yesterday, and she has been to quite a few of the rallies held by John Fetterman's campaign. So let's bring on Caroline Turner right now. How are you tonight, Caroline?
I'm doing well, thank you, Chinchilla. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you, Caroline. So this is a very critical election. We are the key state, and there's so many things that are weighing on Pennsylvania. So just expound a bit on Fetterman Oz, and then also on Mastriano and Shapiro. What do you think about these candidates?
Well, I think it's really unfortunate, Chinchilla, that you're so down on John Fetterman, because he's been so brave. He had a stroke. He couldn't talk at all 5 months ago. He's perfectly cognitively all there. He's just recovering from this stroke. And he has done more for the wrongfully incarcerated and for those being commuted than anybody else so far has in Pennsylvania. And I'm kind of upset that you're not really rooting for him, because he's not cognitively impaired. He's not mentally impaired. He's just, his words are having to catch up with his brain because he had a stroke. And I think he was so brave to get on national TV. Yes, it was sad. Yes, it was difficult to watch. Yes, he stumbled. But you know what? Look how many mistakes Trump made with his words. Look how many mistakes Biden makes with his words. I mean, it's a very high-pressure situation when somebody's in a debate like that. They have 15 seconds to answer, you know, and obviously he's getting it back. He's getting it all back. But I think he was really, really brave, and I think he's done more than anyone for the people we are fighting for and representing. So, quite frankly, I'm a little upset right now, because he is our best hope in Pennsylvania for all the people we are fighting for, the wrongfully incarcerated, the people, you know, who are serving life without parole. And all of those that are friends of ours, the Hortons, and all our friends who have had the good fortune to have had been at the receiving end of the compassion and justice of John Fetterman. I'm a huge fan of his. I will never stop being a fan of his. And when you're talking about gun violence, as the mayor of Braddock, he brought the gun violence down to zero. He was, you know, helping kids get their GEDs. He was a big brother in the Big Brother Big Sister Network. He has done amazing stuff, and he's going to continue to do it. And I think he is vital to fighting for the wrongly incarcerated in this state. And I just, his opponent is a, yeah, you said he talked smoothly, but you heard what he said about abortion, that it was going to be down to the woman, her doctor, and local politicians, excuse me. You've heard all the lies he's told. You know that he sold all these fake products on TV. You know that he's mocked John Fetterman all the way through this for having the stroke. He's not somebody I want representing me or anyone around me, ever. So, quite frankly, I'm a little upset right now, because John Fetterman was really brave to get up on that stage and do a national debate. I know it didn't go well, but you know what? He was brave. And I have nursed a lot of people who've had strokes. Quite frankly, he's doing really well, considering he's only 5 months out, but he's cognitively all there.
All right, Chinchilla. Hope you didn't get slain in the spit what Caroline just said to you. I'm really thankful what Caroline said. There are people that have had constant situations. There you are. I understand. I'm talking right now.
Yeah,
that had constant situations.
Sorry about
that. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying.
Yeah.
You know, they have constant situations where, you know, they can't speak because of, you know, situations. But in John Fetterman's defense, okay, and I'm not going to talk too long, but we got a show, but I'm going to say what I got to say. John Fetterman's defense, he shouldn't have came on if he was not ready. Because when you're on a so-called debate, you have to have the ability to debate, not just talk. And so, you know, I like what Caroline said. I really do. But it's just a disservice to John Fetterman to even come on. You know what I mean? You know, just let the voters vote then. All right, now back to Chinchilla. Just stay on time, Chinchilla.
Yep. Yeah, and I appreciate your comments, Caroline. And it's not that I am very hard on Fetterman or even that I'm against Fetterman. To keep in mind, I am a journalist and a reporter. So I right now I'm non-biased on the election, and I'm just stating the facts of what happened. And these are the facts of what happened during that so-called debate. And these are the questions that many Pennsylvanians have been asking me and sending me emails and comments about. And the questions that all of the reporters had at yesterday's rally. And I know John's track record as far as, you know, what he's doing with criminal justice reform. And then, you know, I always come back to that same situation where John was the only one that voted yes to commute John Brookin's sentence last year. And then this year, he did not even make a motion when John and his lawyers, when they filed for to have a retrial, but to re-listen and hear his commutation pleas over again, they didn't even vote on whether or not to extend a new hearing to John. And there are five people on that pardons board. And John Fetterman, guess what? He's the chair of it. And he sat there and he did not even make a motion for a new commutation hearing. And I find that very, very wrong because yesterday at the rally, you know, his wife said, well, John sticks to his guns even if he's the only one standing up for what's right. However, he did not stand up for what was right during that hearing for a new commutation hearing on that call. So he didn't stand up for what was right. He didn't stick to his guns. He was the only one that would have, but he did not. So these are just facts. Now, will those things deter me from voting for him if I think he's the better candidate that's going to have the, especially the black and brown communities at heart? I think he will over Oz because I think Oz, I call him the Wizard of Oz. And, you know, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. So, but will the wizard make miracles happen for the black and brown community? Will he take it hard that, yes, people are wrongfully incarcerated and that is a thing and it does happen every single day in this country? Will he really believe that or does he not believe that? Because, you know, he seems as though he doesn't give a hoot nanny about those that are wrongfully incarcerated. And he doesn't really care about a lot of issues that are dear to the hearts of black and brown communities and even to the hearts of women. So, you know, it's up to Pennsylvanians to choose the candidate that they want to see in office. All right, now we're going to go to Ronnie Major, who is another attorney, and she and Caroline both ran for judge 2 years ago, and they both will be running again in 2023. So, Ronnie, how are you tonight?
Hi, good evening, Chinchilla. I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So, Ronnie, go ahead, talk to me now. Tell me why is Pennsylvania such an important state this year and during these elections? Why are we so important? What's at stake here?
Well, I think that anybody who watches any sort of television, whether you watch the debate or not, knows what the issues are in this election. And the issues in this election are broader than just abortion, than criminal justice reform, than helping, you know, the wrongly incarcerated. The issues on the table are much, much broader than that. And because here in Philadelphia, we're Democratic and the counties around us have gone Democratic, but other parts of the state are not like that. That's why we're the swing state. Look at what we did, unfortunately, for Trump, you know, in his last election. The issues in this case, regardless of whether you believe that, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, come down to fundamental rights. Because with Dr. Oz in, with Mastriano in as the governor, we will not have any fundamental rights anymore. And that's truly my belief. Chipping away at the stone with abortion, which is a biggie, and a woman's right to choose. If you're starting there, it's only going to keep going down the pike. If you read the Supreme Court opinion, they are looking at other issues. They want to take away the right to marry for LGBTQ people. They want to take away a lot of fundamental rights that people have fought for years and years, long before our times. That's why we are the key, because we are the swing state. The other states have pretty much lined up. Georgia's in play. There are a couple other states in play, but we're the biggest one in play. And with Mastriano and, well, really not him as much as Oz, coming back in the polling numbers right now, the way that he has against Fetterman, it's truly, truly anybody's game, and it's scary. It's scary because if Oz gets in there, it is going to be Kansas down in D.C.
Wow. Kansas down in D.C. Wow. So with Oz getting in, and see, now also people have to keep in mind that this year is so important because the Republicans can regain control. And if they regain control, Rania, what then is going to happen to this country, in your opinion?
I think that for years now, and it's not just over the past, let's say, decade, but I think that we are becoming more and more polarized to the point that it's a breaking point for the country. We need to have people that are coming back to the middle, and where there's a balance, there's a give and a take. And if the Republicans, in my opinion, continue to hold a stronghold on the Senate, we are never going to get anything accomplished in Washington, D.C. We haven't for years. The only thing that has gotten done has been a few things here and there during COVID. They've just cut the VA budget. Do you know what they just did to our VAs, to our veterans? And it's going to keep getting worse and worse. And yes, typically Republicans are known for backing our veterans, but they made cuts that were supposed to go into play before COVID occurred. And because COVID then occurred, they put them off. Now we're losing veterans' transitions home. We're losing shelters that have been established for years. If we can't take care of our own, and if we don't have the right people in office, we are going to keep seeing the demise and the deterioration of this country, whether it's solely controlled by one party or the other. There needs to be a balance, and we need to get the balance back into Congress, because otherwise laws are not going to get put through. There's not a chance.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much, Rania. And yeah, what you're saying is, you know, it definitely makes sense. And yeah, people have to realize really what's all at stake here. And it's a scary time. And so many Americans, not just Pennsylvanians, but so many Americans are extremely worried about the fate and state of this country. So I thank you so much, Rania, for sharing tonight and elaborating on these topics tonight. And again, everybody, Election Day is November the 8th. That's 8.5 days away. Well, not even 8.5 days now, because it's, for heaven's sakes, it's after 10 p.m. So, you know, it's crazy. Election Day is coming up very soon. And you have to get out and vote. If you want to see change, you have to be the change by getting out and vote, and especially if you've never, ever voted before. Definitely get out and vote this year. Get out and vote. Now, Rania, do you personally know any of the candidates that are running in any part of this election?
Oh, Shapiro, and I know Gazelle more than I know John Fetterman, because I've heard her several times at Federation meetings and things like that. So to that extent, yes, I guess you can say I know them personally, but am I friends with them in you know, a normal sense? No. But we have to remember, Social Security is on the table. Medicare could be on the table. That's what we're fighting about that the candidates aren't talking about. There are a lot more issues than just the few that we've seen. And I'm not even going near Mastriano, because every woman who listens should not even consider voting for him. I don't care what party you are. And the men and people who understand how our voting works and our voting works in Pennsylvania should be against him. He thinks he can control. We thought Trump was bad, trying with all his challenges in the states across the country. Mastriano thinks he can just unilaterally hack out any machine that he wants to anywhere across the state and discount its votes. Talk about disenfranchisement. This is a really,
wow,
really important election,
really, really,
and
important
I hope everybody.
Ronnie? Uh-oh, did we lose her?
No, I'm here. Chinchilla?
Yeah, we hear you. There's a little feedback in your line, so we're trying to blend it in. So continue what you're saying, Rania, please.
Well, this is just a really, really important vote. And because it's there are not a lot of offices on the ballot, some people think that it's not important, but it is. Everybody needs to turn out. Tomorrow, or actually November 1st, sorry, Tuesday, is the last day for Pennsylvanians to ask for a mail-in ballot. If you don't think you can get to the polls, order your mail-in ballot. Make sure your family, friends, neighbors, people, the elderly around you, anybody disabled, if they need a way to get to the polls, please help them, because that's what's at stake. It's a lot, lot broader if the Republicans continue to control the Senate. It's a lot, lot broader if we don't wind up with Josh Shapiro as our governor.
Unmuted.
Yeah, guys, better and women, men and women, yes, you need to follow that and do that now, because you don't want to wait before and then it's too late. And now, last question I have for you, Rania, and Caroline as well. Both of you can answer this. You know, the last few elections, there's been a lot of illegal things going on at the polling stations and also with ballots and all of that stuff. What do you feel about this election November 8th? Do you think that either party is going to try to, pull some funny things or what? What do you think is going to happen this election as far
as... Does Caroline want to take it?
No, we'll let you take it right now.
Personally, I can't predict what somebody else is going to do. I can't say, and I would hope that we've taken a lot of the cheating out, but I'm also not ignorant to how it works. So I really can't say, and I don't want to make any predictions. I just hope that we have fair elections. I hope that the actual ballots are counted. I hope that there aren't extra ballots dropped for people or put into ballot boxes that shouldn't be there. And because that undermines our democracy, and it undermines fair elections for everybody. It's just like, you know, we didn't like the fact last night that Houston beat the Red Sox, but if we thought the game was called fairly, which I don't totally buy that.
Whoa. Did you say Houston beat the Red Sox? Boston's not in. You mean Philadelphia?
I'm sorry. Did I say the Red Sox? Phillies. I'm sorry. I'm doing three things at once.
What bizarre world are you in
right
now?
No. I'm thinking of red. Jesus, thank you for the catch. So, in any event, so see, we all misspeak. So, give Fetterman a break. So, you know, as long as it's fair, then, and you voted, then you don't have a right to complain, okay? But if you don't vote, don't complain. And if you do vote and your person doesn't win, as long as it was fair, you have to accept it. That's democracy. And I just hope that our democracy can stay that way. And the people who keep thinking that everything is a dirty election or that there's so much cheating, if they don't have proof of it, they can't say anything about it.
Okay. All right. Now, Caroline Turner, and then we'll go back to Chilla J. Caroline, your thoughts.
Oh, I think there's so many safeguards. In fact, they're trying to discount any ballots that don't have the exact date of the date that the secret envelope was filled on the outside. I mean, some people find it very difficult to fill out forms and things. They're doing everything they can so that a lot of people votes don't count anyway. I don't think there's going to be cheating because, quite frankly, there's a lot of safeguards in place. And there wasn't in the last election. And Pennsylvania is pretty upright. Everybody's watching. There are poll watchers. I'm going to be at my polls. I mean, there's so many safeguards in place. I'm not concerned about the cheating. What I'm concerned about is people getting out to vote and not getting Mastriano or Dr. Oz representing our state, because that would be absolutely disastrous.
Okay. Now, as Dr. Chinchilla J's line is being fixed, because that's where the echo is coming from, I'm going to play how you could be a voice to her outstanding network. Or, a matter of fact, do a station identification.
Guess what? It's Speak Up Sunday. We will be opening up the phone lines for comments and questions, and for you to speak up, speak out, and be a voice tonight, right here on News Forum with your girl, Chinchilla J. So if you have a question tonight, you know what to do. Press 1 if you're already on the call, and if you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web, dial 516-453-9133 and press 1. You're tuned in to the Queen of Justice, Dr. Chinchilla J, on News Forum. Tonight, talking midterm elections 2022. What's at stake for you? Right here on WBNN, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria.
All right, Chinchilla, I don't know what's going on in your line, but we have an echo. No. You have an echo on your line. See, me take touch right off. All right, guys, we don't hear the echo right now because of what's going on with Dr. J's line. She needs to fix whatever, it's a headset or whatever it needs to do. I'm going to discontinue her line for a second. And then take a call at this time. I have a question for Caroline, actually. Now, Caroline, would you consider yourself a Democrat?
Absolutely.
Okay. And why do you take that stance? Would you vote for anybody that is Republican or independent or libertarian?
No. I don't believe that this – I think the reason that our country is in the state that it's in right now is because we had Trump in power, and because I think the Republicans have a lot of Republicans have changed party because of the way they've been behaving, by the way. Mm-hmm. Even people who have been traditionally Republicans are switching because it's like anything goes. People can say anything. They can be racist. They can just say the most terrible things like Trump did all the time. And it's, to many of us fair-minded citizens, it's not the party that's representing what we aspire to be or what we want our leaders to be right now. It's absolutely disgraceful what's going on when you look at Herschel Walker, when you look at Ted Cruz, when you look at some of the stuff that's just spewing out of the mouths of these people. when you look at all the hate and vitriol that caused, you know, Nancy Pelosi's husband to get attacked a couple of days ago. I mean, this is what it's causing. It's causing hatred. It's causing just violence, like the January 6th, you know, coup. The Republican Party does not represent anything that any of us are hoping to be, certainly not representing the best side of humanity right now. I'm not saying there aren't some good Republicans. Of course there are. But the Republican Party itself has got completely out of control. And I don't want to live in a country, I'm very privileged to live here, do not get me wrong, but I do not want to be governed by people who think that they can say anything, do anything, be as outrageous as they want to be, not care about human beings, not the disabled, you know, not care for the elderly, the veterans. All these things that are just going down the pipe right now is just really horrifying and scary.
You know what, this, you know, I love the fact of your enthusiasm and your fiery spirit. You know, this is the first time I got a chance to really get this out of you. I'm a journalist as well. So, Sanchara J, back to you. All right. Hopefully Chichilla's getting her mic together. Chichilla, can you hear me? All right. Here we go. I think I got it right now. There you are, Chichilla. Loud and clear. Can you hear us?
Hello. Yes,
there you go.
There you go.
All right. You know what? I'm going to tell you what happened. That night you talked about Michael, your line's been messing up. So don't bring up Michael no more on News 4.
Wow. All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Caroline and Rania, I thank the both of you for weighing in tonight on these topics on this midterm year for midterm elections. And we're going to now play a clip. I have three clips I want to play and just get input on these clips from the debate. The first clip I want everybody to listen to is the clip on the border, okay, about immigration and the migrants.
And Vice President Kamala Harris says the southern border is secure, yet we are seeing an unprecedented number of migrants crossing. Is the border secure? And if not, what would you do to fix what both parties are calling a crisis? You have 60 seconds, Mr. Fetterman.
Yeah, I believe that a secure border can be compatible with compassion. I believe we need a comprehensive and bipartisan solution for immigration. That's what I believe. I don't ever recall in the Statue of Liberty that they say, you know, take our tired, huddled masses and put them on a bus and use cheap political stunts about them. I believe we have to develop a comprehensive and bipartisan solution to address our issue here for immigration here in our nation.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. On to the next issue.
Addressing the elephant in the room.
We have to move on to the next issue.
All right, there you have it, John Fetterman, talking about, you know, border patrol.
Mm. Right. And then Dr. Oz, he also talks about the border patrol. I'm not sure if I actually sent the whole one. I guess that was not the whole one. That was the shorter one. Okay, so let's go to the next one, foreign threat. Take a listen.
Turning now to foreign policy, Mr. Fetterman. What do you believe is the greatest foreign threat to the United States of America? You have 60 seconds.
I believe China is not our friend, and I believe that we can't be able to push back, and we need to stand against China. And I believe that Dr. Oz has chosen to manufacture all of his merchandise on his name on it in China. Which one of us on this stage is going to stand up against and stand firm against China, you know, and I believe that's our single biggest issue right now, to make sure that we address China and make sure that we know that it's not our friend.
Mr. Oz, what do you believe is the greatest foreign threat to the United States of America? You have 60 seconds.
the fact that our country is not projecting strength. Take, for example, what we're doing with Iran. In order to try to get them to give us a little oil so we can deal with the catastrophe that Russia has caused, we have gone to them and tried to sign a deal that would allow them once again to have the nuclear power to blow up Israel, which they promised they would do. John Fetterman supports that deal. It doesn't make any sense for America to treat our enemies better than our allies. We have to message with our strong voice and the energy we have in our country that we have control over our future. And the best way for America to establish its dominance is to unleash the energy here in Pennsylvania and across the country. By not doing that, not only do kinds of problems with local jobs and inflation, but we're destroying our ability to remain energy dominant, and we're not able to become allies like we should be for countries like European nations, which are going to struggle with their coldest winter ever. It's the best way to punch Putin back and to teach China a lesson is American energy to reign supreme. And John Fetterman doesn't like American energy, and they are scared of him because they know they can't trust him. He's proven it.
Wow. Rania or Caroline, what do you think about the answers to the questions on what would be the greatest threat to America, a foreign threat?
Well, I hope that you have not okay, there goes Caroline. Thank God. There you are, Caroline.
What did you say? What about Caroline?
No, we was hoping that you didn't hang up. That's why I said what I said.
No,
I'm so glad you're here. Right here with Dr. Jack.
You thought I was so sweet, didn't you? Until tonight. Anyway.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I thought you hung up. That's what I thought. Thank God you're here. Okay, back to your thing. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I did not agree with Dr. Oz. I do not believe that any foreign powers are scared of John Fetterman for a start. I mean, that's ridiculous. I believe that China is a big threat to this country. Obviously, Russia is a big threat to the whole world because, what a lot of people don't realize is that anything that happens in Europe has a direct effect on the rest of the world. As we can see with grain shortages and all those things that are going on now because of the war in Ukraine and gas prices and everything else. But I do think that America has very much, I think Joe Biden's done a very good job in supporting Ukraine in the ammunition and weapons that have been needed to help the Ukrainians fight back, because Russia should not just be able to walk all over any of its former territory that it wants to take back. So I actually believe that America's doing well on the world stage right now. I think it's doing very well. And I think what Dr. Oz was saying just to put Fetterman down was ridiculous, because there's no foreign power that's afraid of him or Fetterman or anybody in that position. It's you know, the countries themselves and the messages given by the presidents of those countries that matter right now. So, Chinchilla said at the beginning of the show that, you know, Dr. Oz sounds, quite fluent and everything else. And I guess he did compare to John Fetterman, who's still recovering from his stroke, but his ideas are wrong. A lot of them are outrageous. And, you know, even in his fluency, he said he made some really big faux pas that are being quoted and memed around the internet and everywhere, like his comments on abortion. So, you know, it's not necessarily how you say it. It's what people know you believe, what you've been doing for the people, what you represent. Those are the things that really matter. And that's why I can get totally behind John Fetterman, because that is who he is. You know, there might be occasions when he's not performed as we would have expected him to, like in Karen Bookin's case. And Karen is a friend of mine, and I'm really, really sorry that happened. But John Fetterman has been responsible for a lot of my personal friends being home right now. So, and I know that if Dr. Oz had been in his position, that would not have happened. So, you know, just on that, I can safely vouch for John Fetterman, let alone on the man that I know him to be. And I do know him personally, and I do know what he's done for the Fortin brothers and for people like Naomi Wilson and for other friends of mine who he has shown great compassion towards and gone the extra mile to investigate their cases and vowed that, you know, if nothing he did, he was going to get those Horton brothers out. And these are the people that, incidentally, Dr. Oz is calling criminals. And it's just outrageous because Dr. Oz hasn't looked at a tiny little bit of their cases, doesn't know what he's talking about. So don't be fooled by his snake oil salesmanship. He is a good salesman, but his ideas are terrible.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Caroline. Rania, is Rania still on?
No, Chinchilla.
Okay. All right. So, all right. So now, thank you so much, Caroline. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you. And we're going to move on now. And we're going to hear from a political activist now, DJ Elf 7. And then after him, we're going to speak with an anti-fascist leader. So let's speak with DJ Elf 7 right now out of New York City. Well, out of New York. DJ Elf, how are you tonight?
What's up? What's up, it's DJ Elf 7. You can hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. All right.
Oh, it's great to be on the show. All right.
Yeah, good to have you back again. Now, talk to me. What are your thoughts tonight on what you've heard so far?
Ooh, I got.
Go ahead. I know you.
I got so much to say. Let's kick it off right now. First of all, right? Let's take a look at Pennsylvania. Remember, Biden won. Wasn't Pennsylvania at the very end, and they were really concerned about what's going on there? Remember that the election, who becomes president in 2024, is up for grabs in Pennsylvania. Is a very right? You guys don't vote early in the primary. It's because of the numbers that you have and because you guys are volatile. You guys are on the edge. If you go to CNN.com right now, you can see that PA, right, Pennsylvania is unique in that out of all the swing states, we have the most seats that are toss-ups, four of them, with only one race, the governor, by the way, right, a very important race, by the way, with the smallest margin, right? It looks like the Democrats are going to win, but, you know, it's possible the Republican might win. Once this core set of people decide to all go, if one person says, oh, I'm going to vote for the Democrat for senator, they'll probably vote for the Democrat for Republican. I mean, the Democrat for the governor, you know what I mean? So they're going to have like a bouncing effect control. Now, if we take a look at I'm going to burst some people's bubbles, but we're going to get to that in a moment. I'm going to burst it right now. Okay, I know some people love Fetterman. I'm not mad at that. I get why he's appealing. I'm not saying that. I think Dr. Oz is a scam artist. So honestly, right, he shouldn't get in just on principle, number one. But let's take a look at Fetterman, okay? The thing is that he's a team player, okay? Look, if you go to Ballotopedia and you look at the campaign funding for this race right now, okay, you can see that how much money does he have in his campaign? I think it's $40 million. And then also let me take a look at Dr. Oz and see how much they have. Let me see if the funding is – It's a record, but actually I think that he definitely has more than Oz, maybe even by double. That's the big money's behind Fetterman. Also, the thing is that remember that he's a lieutenant governor, okay, and he won from his hospital bed. Now, who went against him in the primary? There was someone who was actually a House of Representatives member, and all the people who were like finalists in the primary are only Democrat, Democrat kind of like insiders. You get what I mean? So he's not really rocking the boat. If you look at his website and the number of issues that he takes on, it's embarrassing. You know, a high schooler could come up with more issues and more, you know what I mean? Like, so on some things he's done good work, and I'm not going to deny that. You know what I mean? On some things he's been solid. The mayor thing, he does have record helping people with, you know, who is incarcerated, stuff like that, and I appreciate that. But as in terms of really fighting for the people, I need to see more. Now, so sorry to do that, right? Another thing that I want to mention is I work with a program called Unified Platform for 22. I actually have the emails of every single senator, every single House of Representatives candidate, and also every single person running for a state governor in the United States. I got them together for a program called Unified Platform for 22, but you never hear about this program. The higher up they go, the less accessible they are. Now, you can see them, if you go to DGL7.com, you can see that we had 99 proposals that people across party lines from a bunch of different states agreed on together. But you will never hear about this, and I'm not the only one. There's also a guy named American Union who's also trying to get people together. But anybody who's trying to the lady earlier was talking about the debate and how they have such a short time to answer, questions of with answers that, you know, go into the billions and trillions of dollars. It's insulting that matters of this importance receive this level of attention. And they work together to simplify the message and to not give us access or true, you know, ability to interact with them and tell them what's going on. So this is, you know, something that you guys should really be checking out. And, you know, and honestly, it's, this is the reason why I've been working with you, Chinchilla, right? I invest my time with this community for this very day, Pennsylvania, right? To realize that the day that we realize we make the change ourselves. The narrative is controlled. Right now, we look at the debate, right? You guys get to have a debate, right? You guys talked about that earlier, right? If it wasn't a close race, here, you ever heard about a debate going on with Schumer? He's not having any debates. What about, you know, the governor down here, right? This Hochul, right? She's not debating with many candidates. It's not democratic. It is a violation of our voters' rights to not get this information, right? The narrative is completely controlled. So, you know, if you want to work with another activist like myself who's been with you, not the ones that they give you, then my name is DGL7. You can find DGL7.com. I have my email, my network, all that. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. But that's basically my message for how I see this race and my understanding of it.
All right. Thank you so much, DJL7. And stay on the line because I'm going to come back to you. I want to now... I want to now play another clip, okay, the tuition clip from the debate. Take a listen.
The cost of college tuition is now out of reach for many, many families. Our question is for both of you. We start with Mr. Oz. What is your plan to bring down the cost of higher education long term? You have 1 minute, Mr. Oz.
I worked in academic medical centers my whole life, so I'm in higher education. And I can tell you the reason the prices have gone up sixfold in the last 40 years is not because the education quality is better. We've added extra layers of middle-level individuals who don't actually improve the quality of education, in my opinion. There's a lot of expenses now incurred by these institutions, and it's not right for the American people to be stuck with the bill. I would push them to offer more electronic classes. Half the kids don't live on campus anyway. John Fetterman's approach, however, is not to deal with the unnecessarily high cost, but just to pay it. So if you want to pay students who didn't pay their loans back, basically what John Fetterman and Joe Biden are arguing for plumbers who didn't go to college and couldn't, for a bunch of reasons, afford it, to pay the bills of lawyers who went to graduate school and haven't paid their debt back. I don't think that's right for the American people. We want a fair system. Drop the cost down by pushing for more value for the money we're spending, and then ensure there's a high-quality education that lets people make a living when they graduate.
All right. I will allow a 15-second rebuttal specifically on the issue of student loan debt, which Mr. Oz was referring to. Mr. Fetterman.
Again, Dr. Oz, you know, loves free money when it's a $500,000 tax break on one of his, you know, homes down in a ranch in Florida, and whether it was a $50 tax break, you know, about his farm in Montgomery County. So it's about supporting and helping, you know, young students to give them a break. I believe that supporting...
All right, let me just ask specifically, with the plan to ease student loan debt, the debt forgiveness of $10,000, $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients, do you support that position?
I do absolutely support that, I believe. Like I said, it's about helping young learners, you know, be able to get a better start, you know, getting off in the start of their life, and I do believe that, and I believe a majority of Americans support that as well, too, helping young learners.
All right, Mr. Fetterman, I want to ask you the same question that I asked Mr. Oz, and what is your plan to bring down the cost of higher education long term? You have 1 minute.
Yeah, I don't think he didn't answer. He didn't answer the question whatsoever.
Mr. Oz, please give him a moment.
You didn't. You know, I fundamentally believe that every quality public university education should be very affordable in every state. And I think that needs to be a significant investment, you know, to make sure that anyone be able to afford to go to get a four-degree university degree, you know, at Penn State or at Pitt or any state schools to make it much more affordable. And that means acquiring a significant investment to make sure and create it affordable that every family can afford.
How exactly, Mr. Fetterman, do you propose doing that to make it more affordable for a for families?
I just making it that much more, it costs too much, and I believe providing the resources to reduce the tuition to allow families to be able to afford it.
All right, that was Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz answering the question about making tuition affordable, college costs, how they're going to cut college costs and all of that stuff, how they're going to make it more affordable for students here in America. And, you know, and next week we're going to play some more clips from that debate as well, because there were some other topics that I do want to get into next week. And next week, that'll be the final Sunday before Election Day. So, people, you have to make a decision who you're going to vote for. And you cannot not look at every angle and understand what's at stake here. You have to understand what's at stake here and listen to these candidates and what they're saying. And it has to be up to you if you think their hearts are pure or not, if they're liars. And, you know, I usually play a clip. I'm going to play next week a song called All Politicians Lie. Because guess what? They all do lie. There's no perfect politician, but we have to figure out which one is going to do the better job. Who's going to be the better person? Who's going to be suitable? That's what we have to figure out. And I am so sorry. I need to bring on Brian Figgins for now. I totally forgot to bring him on. Brian, how are you tonight? Brian Figgins is a host on WWDBE. And how are you tonight, Brian?
I am well.
That's good. That's good. Haven't had you on in a while, so I'm like, you know, I have to get you on here because, you know, these are issues that you like talking about. Now, what are your thoughts for this election for Pennsylvania? Well, what are your thoughts on these candidates that we have?
You know, I'm pretty controversial, right? So,
I know. That's why I have you on here tonight.
So I'm going to give you just a little backdrop. My father was a police officer. My mother is a Democratic committee person as we speak. My sister is the judge of elections where I grew up in. The former governor lives in the neighborhood where my mom is. I'm in Minnesota right now working. But so they've interviewed my mom, the governor. She's dealt with a lot of this stuff over the last 25 years. I do not vote. So I gave up voting. I make a joke that I gave up. I'm not even black anymore. I'm just love. So I've been listening to the show, and some of the challenges I see is one of the things I think that could – because 20 years ago, I was actually – they wanted me to be in politics because of my ability to articulate, even though I came from the projects. I'm from Philadelphia. It doesn't make me special, but I'm just involved. So 20 years ago, I remember they were throwing away the ballots of Democratic people. So when they say they're going to be throwing away ballots, most of the time, if Philadelphia is a Democrat-ran city, that's Democrats cheating other Democrats. So that's one thing we got to get together. And then also, my challenge with the Democrats, if you had an issue with your house, would you wait 60 years to fix the issue with your house? Nope, you probably would have mold, or you probably would have termites, or a lot of rodents coming in. So my take on politics is, if I cannot interview your mother or your parents, because it says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, if I can't interview them, I have to watch your body language. It's only 7% of what you say. Well, communication, 7% is what you say. 55% is your body language, and 38% is tone. So I have to see who came before you and who came below you, because all politicians lie, commission or omission. So the other challenge is that I represent a young black man that grew up in North Philadelphia. I've done pretty well in all of the arenas that I've been in. I'm an entrepreneur. And the problem with voting is that with our folks in the inner city, you can't not be engaged in your community issues and then thinking voting is going to be the solution. So Jim Rohn says that if you don't plant in the fall, you'll have to beg in the spring. I'm going to say it again. If you don't plant in the fall, you'll have to beg in the spring. So if you don't plant any virtue, any volunteering in your communities, because I mentioned earlier that I don't vote, but I've volunteered all around the city. I've paid for radio shows talking about insurance claims. I co-host one now, the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses, where we're trying to get more minority businesses trained and certified and engaged in business. So if you don't plant all year long, you're going to be begging politicians to do stuff that you're capable to do. And the other challenge with politicians, and someone mentioned war, I had a brother that was in the military. My father was in the military. So I have a lot of family that are involved in these systems. The challenge with our systems are moral compass. Truth is original information. So what's truth? What does God say about things? So there's one law I want to talk about. It's an acronym. Love always wins. So when I heard Dr. Mehmet speaking, he's saying rushed or angry. The other guy seemed a little easier, even though he had the stroke. But people hear the translation of love in your voice or your smile or your natural energy. So when we're dealing with politics, they're always selling that the house is on fire. There's no money that has left the planet. I repeat it again. No money has left the planet. Money is energy. When you come up with service and your natural gifting and you work out your gift, money attracts to you, and you do it in your gift, your area of your lane of integrity, and it produces. That's what it does. And that's the problem with politics. A lot of those guys want to go in because they want to leverage the power off of it. They want to make the money. They want to do backdoor deals. So I have moved away from politics, but I do discuss it because I try and get people to understand, go to the other side. Go to the Republican side and see what they're doing. Act like you're going over there to be a Republican. At least you can see what they're doing. So now you come back and you have two views of which one is better, which one is greater. So I'm a business owner, so I love the benefits of Republicans. But my mother's a servant. I'm a servant. I'm always going to serve people that need to be helped out. I'm in Minnesota. This is my last comment. I have a Vietnamese client. I have a Somalian client. I have an Ethiopian client. I have a Karen client, which are refugees from Thailand. I have a Mexican client. I have a Hmong client, which are out of the mountains in China. And there's so much diversity. So when they speak about fear of the border, America's a country full of immigrants. It's just what it is. And we got to stop buying all of the fluff. And you closing statement, if your house had issues for 60 years, Philadelphia, Democratic City, would you wait that long to make repairs? I digress. Thank you for having me on. I'm going to continue and join the rest of the comments. So God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian. God bless you, too. Thank you so much for weighing in tonight. And, yes, Brian is always very controversial. And, yes, and he somewhat reminds me of one of our hosts, Clever One. And so, yeah, very controversial. Right now, we do have a lady that is also a Pennsylvanian. We're going to talk to her. And before we go over to some other states, and we do have some callers that we need to get to as well. So we are going to speak now with Bobby Jo Erickson, who is an activist, and she's new to activism. And what piqued her interest is when Roe versus Wade was overturned back in June. All right, so let's talk to Bobby Jo. How are you tonight, Bobby Jo?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. Now, I know we have a lot of things we need to say. So, of course, you're going to be back again because we won't get to all of the issues that I want to discuss with you tonight. But you started being interested in activism when the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. You started in a group, and you've had several protests now. What do you feel as though will happen, and why is Pennsylvania to you very crucial during these midterm elections as far as women rights are concerned?
Well, I'd like to start off by saying we've had several protests. We've attended several protests. The first protest we held was 5 days after Roe was overturned. I think Pennsylvania will turn blue. I've been on the ground. I've had boots on the ground. I've been canvassing. I've been protesting. I've been working booths. And the general consensus is that most of our citizens don't agree with Mastriano or Oz.
Okay, okay. And now as far as their views on women's rights, their stance against abortions. So with that being said, you know, around this country, so there are many women that are against abortions. There's a lot that's against abortions, but then you have many, many women that are all for it, especially due to certain circumstances, believe that a woman should be allowed to have an abortion, especially if they're raped or if it's a medical reason that the child is dying in her womb or is already dead in her womb and different things. But now there have been women now in this country that are all for abortions and believe that women should have that right to choose. But you have some of those women now that are voting for Oz and voting for Mastriano. What do you have to say about women like that?
I've had the privilege of meeting both Oz and Mastriano, and I would have to say that those women are misinformed at the very best. When I met Oz, he ran away from my questions. He literally ran down the street when I asked him about women's rights being on the ballot. He refused to answer my questions. When I met Mastriano, he also refused to answer my questions, but he hid behind his staff, which we now know are Oath Keepers. They pushed us. They came to us afterwards and took our pictures and told us they knew who we were now, which felt quite threatening. And that's our candidate for governor in Pennsylvania. That's the extremism that we're dealing with.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy. Okay. So now these women that are deciding, oh, yeah, well, we're going to vote for them now. And if they get into office, these very women, what, I mean, I just can't fathom that, you know, because if they get into office, then guess what? Their rights will be taken away. And but yet they're voting for them. So, I mean, that to me, that's like a really unstable-minded woman in those situations. Now, I know when you tried to question Oz and, you know, you told me that he ran from you and you ran down the street after him. And I was just imagining, picturing that in my mind with you running down the street after him.
You don't have to picture
it.
We have video. If you check out Indivisible Mayday on Twitter, there's video of me meeting Mastriano and Oz.
Okay. Yeah, so that was, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, that's good. And see, yeah, they tried to avoid questions. And Mastriano, he has not answer any questions from any reporters here. You know, I contacted his office trying to get an interview, and he doesn't want to talk. He doesn't want to answer any questions. And then he has private rallies. Some of his rallies are closed, and reporters are not even allowed in to his rallies. And, you know, that's, like, really crazy. That's absolutely absurd.
In America.
Now, tell us about that, about you being an anti-fascist. Tell everybody about that, Bobby.
I would like to think that everybody is an anti-fascist. I would like to think that everybody is against fascism. And we're watching it creep into our culture. And I think the more we see it creep into our culture, we're going to see more people coming out against it. And I would hope that most people are against it.
Yeah, because fascism is basically like a dictatorship. And who wants to be dictated to? Heck, I don't even want to be dictated to in a relationship or on a job, really. So just imagine that, people, you know, and some of these candidates, you know, like Mastriano, he reminds me of a dictator. And for people to dictate what we can do and what we cannot do as far as health-wise, health issues, and, you know, and abortions. I don't think nobody's going to dictate to anyone.
Mastriano is also against gay marriage.
Okay, okay. Now, with the gay marriage thing, now, me as a Christian, I don't believe in gay marriage, but I do believe that people have the right to choose. You know, if someone is a homosexual, that's their preference. And they have a right to choose who they want to be with. And if that's a man, if that's a woman, you know, that's their right to choose because God gives everyone a right to choose. But I don't believe in the sanctity of a gay marriage. So that's my stance on that. But people that do, they do. But just because I don't believe in gay marriages, will that make me change my mind and vote for Mastriano? Heck no. Heck no. Heck no. You know, so that's my view on that.
Well, there's a difference between you wouldn't get gay marriage and forcing others to abide by your religious rule.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because everybody has a right to choose their religious preference, their everything. So God gives us all that right, and I can't force anybody to believe what I believe or to practice what I practice because everybody has that right to choose, you know, and that's that. And so, yeah, people should not be forced one way or the other to do anything they do not want to do. So, yeah.
Well, there you
now,
go.
Bobby,
you're an anti-fascist, too.
Now, so the next time I have you on, Bobby Joe, we're definitely going to talk about the issue with the Home Depot, everybody, because Home Depot, the workers there are trying to form a union, and they've been having so much backlash from Home Depot. So next week, we're going to definitely have that on the agenda early on in the show next week to deal with that because, again, unions and all, this plays a very important part, too, with these midterm elections because unions are backing candidates, okay? So we definitely want to talk about that and all of the experiences that you've experienced being maced and all that stuff at one of those rallies. And we're going to talk about that next week, and hopefully we have some of the union people on and some of the workers from Home Depot to talk about that and talk about the candidates that they're supporting. So, Bobby Joe, I thank you so much for coming on tonight, and we will talk during the course of the week, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're quite welcome. All right, we're going to go ahead, and we're going to take a caller now, and we're going to see what this caller has to say. Oh, before we take the caller, let's say goodnight to Caroline because she has to get up early tomorrow morning for depositions in court. Caroline, do you want to give your final remarks tonight?
Yes, it was a spirited show tonight, but I urge everybody to get out. Please, please, please vote. I urge you to keep out the extremists. In this case, it's Mastriano and Oz, and to get this country back to some sort of sanity and quorum. I am urging everyone who cares, especially those who care about criminal justice, to get out and vote because your vote really, really counts.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much, Caroline. Love you, and I will talk to you soon. All right, we're going to take a caller, and we're going to take that caller right now. Caller number one, you're live on the Air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Khalil from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay. How are you, Khalil? All right. What are your thoughts on these midterm elections tonight?
My thoughts are, like, the midterm elections, I haven't watched them, but I know that the midterm elections, they should basically, people should vote for what's good for them. And also people should also realize that it's a two-way street. I mean, you don't want, you know, if you don't want to, if you don't want someone banning gun control, why are you banning gay marriage and all this stuff that hurts no one? And also, I've realized that Dr. Oz isn't who he portrays himself to be.
Okay,
and,
okay.
Basically, he's sort of looking like an Alex Jones now.
Wow. And elaborate on that.
Well, he's looking like he's just doing this stuff for just for recognition and stuff like that. Like the Simba, I'm on the phone. That's my cat. Basically, he's looking like he's trying to do all this stuff, you know, and coming up with these ideas to make himself look good. And see, like, the way I feel about gun violence. Did I say something about that?
Sure.
The way I feel about gun violence is we need more consistency. You know, it needs to be, like, it can't just be, I mean, people shouldn't be able to be inconsistent and get away with, you know, if there's officers that's out guns and people are making movies about it, there doesn't need to be a shift on how gun control doesn't work or how something's to take away your guns. Or if you don't want gun control, be against it fully. Don't just be against it when it harms someone. Be against it when it helps someone, but then be against something that harms someone. And that's for anything. If you're against something that helps someone, but you support something that harms someone, to me, that's a problem. And that's where I see the gun control debate going to, where people, they don't want gun control unless it's a certain religion or certain race or unless it's an officer that they don't want them to have military-style weapons, even detectives and SWAT officers and federal agents, you know, but yet they want us civilians to have whatever they want. And smart guns are illegal. And basically, like, it's the same thing. Like, I tried to talk to this guy about that. I said if we can ban guns from certain races and religion, and we can ban police officers from having certain types of weapons, and we can stop smart gun sales from being legal, we can certainly have gun control. But he only took what he wanted to hear. The man only took what he wanted to hear.
Okay.
He said if we ban guns, this or that. He didn't take the whole thing I was saying. He didn't take the part of being consistent. He just deflected attention.
Yeah.
And that's how the NRA and all these other people get away with it, is because people deflect attention. And then they have the nerve to get upset.
That's so true.
They have the nerve to get upset with you when you call it out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, Khalil, I thank you so much for your comments tonight. And we're going to go ahead and get to some more callers that have been waiting patiently to talk tonight. And definitely tune in again next week, because next week we're going to be talking more about gun control laws during these midterm elections. Thank you so much. Caller number two, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight? Caller, you're live on the air. How are you?
My name.
We're going to go ahead.
My name's Randall Sampson.
Hi, Randall. How are you?
I'm a 70-year-old lifelong Democrat in Delaware County, PA, Delco. And I've been elected local Democratic committee person for 45 years now, and when I started. You know, and when I was first elected in my 20s in 77, Delco was 3-1 Republicans to Democrats. And now, because of Trump election in 2016, we have swept in county elections in 2017, and in 2019, we took total control of the county. Democrats, Delaware County, right next to Philadelphia County. Yeah, we're the suburbs. We're that blue wave that happened in 2017 and 2019, and carried Biden in 2020 to be elected president. I you know, I'm out. I'm getting old. I'm 70. yeah, I'm getting out door to door again at my age. But I have no problem here. I'm in Western Delaware County in Brookhaven Borough, and this is still a staunch majority area of Republican voters. The last bastille of the middle class before the Republicans destroy all classes except the rich. And yeah, these, you know, it's tradespeople, it's entrepreneurs, it's union people, but there's too many people here that they're going to vote Republican again, and it scares the sh out of me. That we might lose everything on November 8th. And, you know, I pray, and obviously me and my wife, we've already voted, you know, mail order. I've got three daughters and three son-in-laws. They've already voted mail order. And, of course, we've all voted straight down Democrat. But
wow. Hey,
I got a guy. Randall,
thank you so much.
I got a guy.
All right, Randall, I thank you so much for coming tonight and sharing with us, and definitely tuning in again next week. And as we will be continuing with the midterm elections. All right, we're going to go ahead to the next caller. Caller 3, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Yes, I'm fabulous. This is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully Stop of Philadelphia, where we dress up like Batman before we kick your beer out your hand at the Eagles games. How's everyone?
How are you, Clev?
I'm great. And it's wonderful to hear your voice again. You know what I'm saying? I've been missing Clef One, been missing out in action in the wilderness. You know what I'm saying? Missing these forums. However, check this out. I got a quick question, two of them. I want to know if the people are aware that the Republican parties are the people responsible for, the Mason Line, Dixon Line, freeing of slaves during these times when there were slavery. Because, you know, the slavery subject always comes up on the WBNN network. But I wanted to know if the people understood that the Republicans are the ones who were responsible for the freeing of the slaves during the time of the slavery and all of that, tight times and all that there. You know, I wanted to know if they wanted to know that they knew that part about it. And the second question is this, do they also know that the Republicans, a lot of them, are the ones buying up all of these lots and properties and all these different things, right, and building up these Legos in our cities, you know what I'm saying? You know, good look if you're a contractor and do that. But, however, a lot of them are Republican contractors, and guess who they got on the ladders?
They have immigrants. They have Mexicans.
And I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we answer questions without the great Gazoo helmet on and with our baseball bat, Ryan Howard over the gate, on your head. Check your satellites.
All right, Clev One. Thank you so much. Clev One is the host on this network, everybody. And, he's a very controversial young man. And I'd love to hear from him. Wow. And we want to greet Pastor Francetta May tonight and just say hi. And I'm praying that she will get better. And she's a little under the weather. And she's been listening all night. She didn't feel up to talking tonight as she normally does. But next week she'll be right back in full swing. So she's resting and being strengthened so that she can continue doing the work that she does on a daily basis out there in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's the president-elect of the NAACP tonight, and she says hello to everybody, and she will see y'all next week. So, everybody, it's like really crazy this time of the year. Why? Because Election Day is quickly approaching. And I cannot stress the importance for you to get out and vote. Get out and vote. And there's still so many people that are undecided right now who they're going to vote for. So many people have emailed me and called me and texted me and inboxed me on here on Facebook and inboxed me on Instagram, and they've asked me who should they vote for, who should they vote for. They're confused because they see ads on TV that bashes candidates, like the ads against Fetterman that the Oz campaign put out. Those ads are horrible, and we have to really do our research, because if we believe every ad that we see, we'll be in a bad predicament. And as I always tell people, don't always believe everything you hear, see, or read, because people lie. Human beings lie. Politicians lie. Corporate businessmen lie. Lawyers lie. Judges lie. Politicians lie. Yes, they do. So we have to really do our research, do our homework. And a lot of the lies that Oz put out, they're a bunch of lies. And the lies that he did put out, we're going to talk about next week, and some lies of some other candidates that are spreading about other candidates. And I know some of the lies, the ones that are definitely lies, and I can attest to the fact that they are lies. And we're going to talk about that next week, and make sure you guys tune in. But, you know, if you have a question or a comment tonight and you want to get it off your chest tonight about your or why you don't like a candidate, or maybe you disagree with something that was said tonight, and you want to tell us about it, tell me now, because guess what? We're about to get off of here very soon. So press 1 if you have not already, and people have been messaging me, but I don't think you press 1, because if you press 1, my producer would bring you on to talk live on the air. So you have to press 1.
We do have some callers.
If you want
to. We do have some callers. So.
Okay.
Let me just cut you back off for a second, because they know the echo again. All right, we'll bring one caller back on, and then we'll take another caller, and then we're going to Ngozi time. Caller, you have something to say to Ms. Chinchilla?
Oh, man, yes, I do. You know what I mean? I wanted to congratulate Dr. Chinchilla J. On her WBNN all-time connection record with her 67th all-time win on the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer. And I wanted to know if she was fabulous as a diva to receive that and how she feel about that. You know what I'm saying? Is it Patti LaBelle on stage or what is it?
Well,
unmuted.
That's funny, Clev. All right. Well, I would like to say congratulations to myself. I would like to thank you very much, Clever One, for giving me that great news and such a great honor with my 67th win, all-time connection record with the historical Darlene Lawrence Championship. All right, for my late Hall of Famer. Thank you so much, Clev One. Thank you. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hi, Chinchilla. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you?
Hi, Chinchilla. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you?
Hi, Tiana.
I'm okay. So I, you know, Brother O came on to ask Caroline a question, and it's funny because I was going to ask you a very similar question. It's not exactly the same question. I want to know, like, could I say that you are with the Democratic Party?
Caroline is gone now, Tiana.
No, I said you asked her the same question. I'm talking to Chinchilla now. You asked the question.
Okay, hold on a second. Chinchilla has an echo on her line, so continue. Go ahead and continue to talk.
Okay, I wanted to. Well, if she is, you know, with the Democratic Party, I just wanted her to confirm that. But I wanted to know what exactly made her choose that. I also wanted to say that, you know, with Democrats, to be honest with you, this is my personal opinion, you know, and I know that it can happen with Republicans as well. It's just, I feel as though, you know, for me personally, I don't subscribe to either. I'm with the party that is for the people, you know, whether it's Republican or whether, you know, it's Democrat. But what I find is when someone speaks the truth, whether it's, you know, and it's somebody from the opposite party, a lot of times, like, things are absolutely dismissed because that individual is not from that particular party. So I just wanted to know, like, if she is with, you know, affiliated with the Democratic Party, what made her, you know, choose that? Like,
she's right here listening to you, man.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, Tiana, well, to be honest, I have been a Republican all my life.
Okay.
And however, I'm a Republican, but that does not deter me from voting for a Democrat. I vote depending on the character and integrity of a candidate, whether they're Democrat or Republican. Whoever I feel as though is the best suitable person for that seat, I will vote for. So I don't vote a straight party line.
That's awesome. So what made you choose, you know, the Republican Party? So since you're not, you know.
Okay, well, I chose to be a Republican. My mother was a Republican, and I lived out in Delaware County most of my life, and except for when I was younger. And out there, guess what? Everybody was Republican. And so, so when I first started, turned 18, I started off as a matter of fact, when I turned 18, I started off as a Democrat, and I stayed Democrat for a few years until I was in my mid-20s, then I switched over to Republican, and I stayed Republican, and I found that to be a Republican, I was a businesswoman, and I had several businesses. I was an entrepreneur, and as a Republican out in Delaware County, you got more places. They tend to fringe upon Democrats, and, like, you know, it was really different out there. So, but I like being a Republican, and yeah, and to me, really, it's just a party term, and they're bad and good on both parties, and with everything else that we deal with. So, yeah, I wish they would just get away with, you know, calling people Republicans, Democrats, and all that stuff, and,
I agree.
And just vote.
I agree.
Yes. Yeah, because that just gets so heated with political conversations with Republicans fighting against Democrats, which I think is just so insane, you know, and especially as we see in the White House what goes on when they can't come to an agreement because each party wants to have control and it has to be their way or no way, and nothing will ever get accomplished that way. So all parties need to learn how to work together, and that's just like with all Americans need to learn how to work together. No matter our race, color, or creed, you know, we have to work together. Whether we're male or female, we have to learn how to get along. Whether I'm a Baptist or a holiness person or a Pentecostal and you're Catholic or Muslim, we all have to learn how to get along. And so that's the problem in America today. So much division by titles and categorizing everything. Yeah. But I thank you so much, Tiana, for calling in tonight and with your comments and questions. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to go into a gozy time, everyone. And I wish I could have talked longer with Tiana, but time is at hand right now. And we're going to go ahead into Ngozi time now, and then I will be right back at you with my final thoughts for tonight.
All right, Chinchilla. First of all, congratulations on your 67th all-time connection record here at WBN. And tomorrow night we have the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, Miss Antonia Batts, tomorrow night with Informational Guru, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the Story Network, The Dynasty. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are at Pinterest, and we're at Google, and we're at Instagram, at Ngozi underscore time. Ola Dali Malay Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or one for programming tonight? Oh, lay, day, lay. Ngozi with my at gmail.com. And I am. You're my friend, Father's favorite producer, the mentor. Ola Dali Malay Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now we go back to the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year and Fifth Rating Commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla Jay.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother O. And that the last caller, everybody, that was a question. I guess a lot of people often wonder, you know, what party affiliation am I with? And, yes, I'm a Republican. And I'm not ashamed of saying that I am a Republican. However, those of you that listen to News Forum on a regular basis, you know that I endorse Democrats, okay? I support Democrats. And again, whoever I feel as though is the best candidate for the job, I will endorse and I will vote for. And that's how I think everyone should be, no matter your party affiliation. If you feel as though there's a Democrat that's better suited for the position and you're Republican, heck, vote for that Democrat. If you're a Democrat and feel as though there's a Republican that's best suited for that particular office, heck, vote for that Republican. If there's a Libertarian running and you feel as though they're the best suited, vote for that Libertarian. You know, and that's how it should be. We cannot limit ourselves and keep ourselves in a box of a political affiliation just because it's been that way for generations in your household or in your family, okay? You say, oh, well, all my family was Democrat, so I'm Democrat. I'm going to vote straight Democrat. When I go in that polling booth, I'm just going to pull that lever and it's going to vote for every Democrat. Well, I'm going to pull that lever, it's going to vote for every Republican. Don't do that. That's why this country is so messed up now. So take time to get to see what each candidate is about before you cast your vote for them, for him or for her. Okay? Make sure you do that on election day. Tune in next week for News Forum, and we will again be talking about the midterm elections and more candidates, and I will have some candidates on next Sunday night. And next Tuesday, November the 8th, is Election Day. So it's an important one, people. I cannot stress that enough. Encourage everyone in your family to get out and vote. And this week, I will be doing a podcast. Keep watching out on Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page because we'll be doing a podcast on the election, that debate. And I probably made some enemies tonight, but again, people, I am a journalist. I am a reporter. I'm an investigative reporter and a news anchor. And I have to report the facts, no matter whether it's going to be beneficial or it's going to be detrimental to a candidate that I like. I have to report the facts. And I have to report on what people are saying out in the streets. So, hey, that's just the way it is. And again, I'm Chinchilla J, everybody. And find out right now how you can tune in and be a voice and how you can be a guest on News Forum or one of my podcasts as well and how you can donate to be a voice. And if you need to contact me during the week, 844-642-8378, extension 8808. I'm Chinchilla J, everybody. Remember to always be a voice on purpose. Good night. If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378. 642-8378 to tell me about your story. And you might just be Forum's next special guest. Would you like to donate to a good cause? Well, Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice could use your support. Help them continue to expand their advocacy work for justice as they fight for freedom for the wrongfully incarcerated, exoneration, compensation, and juvenile lifers as they stand and fight against mass incarceration, over-sentencing, wrongful convictions, gentrification, racial inequities, racism, and to change legislation throughout this country by rebirthing this criminal justice system one city at a time through their model, Criminal Justice Reborn. You may donate to Be a Voice via Cash App, $ Be a Voice Tour, that's capital B-E-A-V-O-I-C-E, lowercase T-O-U-R. You may also donate via Venmo at www.venmo.com/u/B-E-A-V-O-I-C-E. Venmo.com/u/B-A-Voice. For more information or to find out how to become a part of Be a Voice or join Right the Wrong Coalition, dial 844-642-8378, extension 111.